as the HRT, we have had occasions where we have engaged the service providers, the policy makers, on specific housing challenges, on specific water challenges, on specific issues of diseases within a community, and we have scored major successes. Our work speaks for itself. We are determined as an institution to really improve the livelihood of people at the household level. We are trying to instill a certain confidence within an individual and ultimately that community to claim and demand their rights, so that in the long term, if these people are adequately equipped mentally, they can face any challenge. They can confront any policymaker. The challenge in our communities is that most people, and particularly the politicians, are trying to capitalize on their differences with the ZANU-PF or the MDC to politicize almost every aspect of people's lives. What has it got to do with the road network? What has it got to do with the huge bills? They must begin to separate the politics and the real issues. Because this is the disease of our society, where things are being portrayed in a partisan way, where even the MDC guys are refusing to look to the real issues, where the ZANU-PF people are simply in the business of contesting with people's desires. They need to begin to separate what is political and what is social services, and that's our concern. And we believe that the HRT has scored major successes, and we continue to build the capacities of the ordinary people to productively engage their policymakers, the service providers, and as communities, because our membership is drawn from across the political divide. You find MDC and ZANU-PF people in one committee speaking the same language. And if that happens across board, you will find that we are in a way reducing the areas of conflict within a society, and the politicians can thrive in that kind of environment. Hence, we are promoting development within a community.